Hey, Steve, why are you carrying a crowbar?
Well, I figure we're going to need some help stuffing all the comic genius of today's legend into just one show.
Well, you're sure right about that. Here, let me lend a hand.
You ever think then, if God drinks, then he might get stoned? Look at a platypus. I think you think he might.
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And as that little clip implies, today's legendary comedian is Robin McLaurin Williams, who turned manic energy, blazingly quick wit, and surprising emotional depth into a singularly sensational entertainment career.
Born in Chicago in 1951, Robin spent his high school years in the Bay Area. He started doing stand-up in the mid-1970s, and his unique style soon became apparent. Wild characters and concepts delivered at 1,000 miles a minute. Now, this caught the attention of network execs, and he was soon cast in the ABC sitcom Mork and Mindy. And at the same time, he cut the album Reality, What a Concept, which mixed very clever sketch-style bits with Robin's manic delivery.
I know it can. Now, dear child, you've come so close because you want to be healed, don't you? Give me your hand, and I know you can walk without that chair. You can do it. Give me your hand. Wait, but first we touch you first with the magic words of comedy. Take my wife, please. Come on up. She did it.
Robin also starred in many hit motion pictures. While some were pure comedies, such as Mrs. Doubtfire and Aladdin, Robin also possessed fine dramatic acting skills, which he put to superb use in highly regarded films such as Good Will Hunting and Dead Poets Society. But even in his more serious films, a bit of Robin's humor always came through. Take this scene from one of his most beloved films, Good Morning Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late.
Another side of Robin Williams was his charitable work. A veteran of numerous USO tours, Robin also supported St. Jude's Children's Hospital and Christopher Reeve's Foundation for Spinal Cord Research. But his best-known charity work is undoubtedly the many comic relief benefits he staged with Billy Crystal and Whoopi Goldberg.
Daddy's just gonna go over here and pass out on the grill, okay? Oh, God, you want some waffles? Oh, my God, Daddy put on Debbie Does Dallas. That takes it.
When he died in 2014, people around the world joined in celebrating this unique spirit. What made him special? Maybe he nailed it himself in this quote, "You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it." Robin Williams shared his little spark with all of us.
You can find out more about Robin Williams and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.